says your name, Danger.
What is your middle name?
Danger.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Danger's my middle name.
Hello and welcome back to another fine episode of Danger, the Movie Dad podcast. I'm your host, Danger, the Movie Dad. So, this week, I don't know if I did it last week, but this week, my funny wife story, or funny Ashlyn story, is that she never finishes TV shows or movies. And here's what I mean. Sometimes we eat dinner and watch a TV show, and if we're done with dinner before the TV show's over, she just turns it off, even if there's a minute and a half left. And it kills me every time. And she's also really good at not finishing movies. We've been working on the Saw series, and we started watching Saw like a few weeks ago. Saw 4. Last weekend, we continued watching it. We watched it for about another hour. And then, not even an hour, maybe like 40 minutes or so. And then I told her we're going to finish it tomorrow before we go. So, we're going to. So, I was going to, for this podcast, do The Suicide Squad. But I want to enjoy it and maybe watch it once or twice or three times before I talk about it. I'm very excited to watch it. And as of right now, it's out. So please go watch it. Because, I don't have to do the midweek post. Next podcast, The Suicide Squad. Sorry, big yawn. The Suicide Squad. But this week, I did one just for you guys, you know. I took the bullet so y'all don't have to type thing. Fast 9, or Fast Furious 9, or F9, whatever they call it now. Although technically, I guess it wouldn't be the 9th movie, it's the 10th movie, but it's 10th movie in the franchise, I guess, because you got Hobbs and Shaw, which I also watched. I'm sorry. Like, I watch these so you don't have to. And I always regret it. yeah, I can't believe there's 9 of these movies. And the first one came out 20 years ago. And it stopped being about car races about 14 years ago after the first, like, 3. So this one starts with a flashback with Dom and his dad racing. It's, like, the first time that it actually felt like a car, quote-unquote, car movie in almost 14 years because it was this race. And there was nothing crazy with the cars. I don't know. So, okay, pause on this real quick. I don't know why, but every time I hit record to record these, I start yawning. Like, I wasn't yawning before this, and once I'm done recording, I'm not going to be yawning after. But, like, while I record, I yawn, and I have no idea why. You know, it's not just with this. Whenever I did a previous podcast, I would yawn also, and I'm like, I don't know why, but... So, I'm sorry. Back to the movie. But, yeah, it's, like, the first time that we've actually seen... like actual racing in a Fast and Furious, like racing in a Fast and Furious movie. Then one of their pit guys, I thought this was funny, one of their pit guys was not Daryl, but Daryl's brother from The Walking Dead, the guy, Mary Poppins from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I'm just drawing a blank on his name. But I was like, okay, here's this, he was in this really little part, maybe in the movie for a total of 5 minutes. Again, sorry. And then it switches over to Dom working on a car with his kid. I'm not going to lie to you, I totally forgot he had a kid. Like, one of my problems with these movies is they're so forgettable, and there's so much time between them. Like, I don't even remember him having a kid. And, like, it's like a... what's it? like I for the life of me cannot remember number 7. Like I know I watched it. I've watched all of them. I just can't remember them. And I'm okay with that. Like, I don't need this stuff taking up time in my brain. Then blah blah blah, someone's taking over the world, Mr. Nobody disappeared. Also, throughout the movie, we never found out where Mr. Nobody went. He was just gone. But, and again, this is me not fully remembering the movies. I thought Mr. Nobody was a bad guy. I might be wrong, but I could have sworn he was a bad guy. The other thing, let's see, what was the other things happening? Charlize Theron's, I butchered her last name, but it's okay. Her haircut is the funniest thing in this whole movie. Like, why did they think that was a good idea? Like, they get this girl who literally looks good bald. Thank you, Mad Max. And they gave her a bowl cut. And it's like, why did you do this? We find out that Dom's brother's alive. And Dom's brother is portrayed by none other than John Cena! Okay. But also, how is John Cena Dom's brother? Like, he looks nothing like Vin Diesel. That was, out of all the stuff, like, in a movie where they go to space, the most I had to suspend my disbelief was John Cena being related to Dom. And, I'm a spy, bruh. You can drive, I'm a spy. It killed me. John, I'm going to watch you in everything because I appreciate you and I'm going to support you. Ever since I watched you in, I forget the name of the movie, but with Amy, whatever. But just know, maybe this isn't the one. I did love, like, this movie is just ridiculous through and through. The Tyrese saying, I can't die. Like, he getting shot by, like, 8 different guys, but never gets hit by a bullet. The Tarzan car rope swing. Like, I knew it was coming. And I still just shook my head. And then the airplane picking up the car with the magnet that drove off a cliff. It's like you're thinking of cool stuff. I get it. Like, this is still, like, I get it. It's cool. It's real cool. It's James Bond-esque. But, like, just remembering where we started with this, back street racing with the most technical thing they had was, like, NOS. And now we're picking up cars that drove off the cliff with a jet plane with magnets on it. It's like, come on. So the Han being alive was cool. I like that because I liked Han as a character. But, like, they found him because of the Mexico flag in his window. It's like, I don't know. Like, it's just these little things, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, out of all the stuff, it's like, oh, you got my hint. The hint was a church that's only in Mexico, but then you're in Tokyo and you find the only Mexico flag. What if they found a different Mexico flag and broke into someone else's house? Like, it's a flag. People have flags. Yeah. But I did like the cool story on, like, how he survived and the whole, like, the reason why everything happened. And, yeah, I thought that was cool. They, of course, catch John Cena, like they do in all movies. They catch the bad guy, and they get all these magnets, and they do the cliche, the kid is the key to the doomsday device. Like, her DNA is the one that, yeah, just kills me. So, in the big car chase at the end, they use lots and lots of magnets, which is really cool. I enjoyed that. But I also, like, I was thinking, it's like, I feel like this isn't how magnets work. I might be wrong, but I don't think That's how they work? And then, of course, space, the final frontier. This is the movie they ended up in space. I remember hearing about a... I remember reading a spoiler. It wasn't a spoiler. It was like a potential spoiler. Like someone had inside information. It was like, my insider information tells me that they're going in Fast 9. They're going to space. I'm like, what? That's... It's too much. It's too much. Why? Oh, no way that's going to happen. And what do? They go to space. They chose the right people to send to space, though. It was very funny. The stress eating candy, and then all of a sudden the candy was floating around in space with them. Just, and also, like, why, how did, whenever they crashed into the satellite, how come they didn't die? But also, like, whenever the International Space Station caught them, it's like, I would have had so many questions. It's like, why are you... You don't just, like, in space, you don't just accidentally, like, find someone. Like, that's not a thing. So, I wanted to see that. Like, I need to see, like, a 5-minute cut of them explaining everything to, like, the International Space Station. And then whenever they got home, explaining that to, like, Earth police. I don't know. And, of course, we hear the, all I need is my family. And they win in the end. Bullcut gets away. And then they do their family dinner at the end like they do at every movie. And who's the mysterious person at family dinner? Of course, it's going to be John Cena. But, you know, we gotta act like we it might be anyone. And then, of course, the post-credit scene. Jason Statham Hobbs or Shaw? No, that's Shaw. Hobbs? I don't know. Was punching the guy in the punching bag. Like, that was, I like that. That was clever. Like, just boom, 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 punching a punching bag, and then he zips it open, and a guy pops out. I don't know the information. And then he gets a little ring at his doorbell, and it's Han, who he last believed was, he killed, which is kind of part of the reason why, like, everybody hated him, because he killed Han. So I'm wondering if Han's going to be in the next Hobbs and Shaw movie, or if he's going to be in the next Fast and Furious movie. Lots to think about. You don't have to watch this movie. Like, you just, if you enjoy them, watch them. If you're looking for, like, a smart movie, don't watch this movie. This is a good summer movie. I'm glad it came out during the summer, because, like, this is a turn your brain off, watch explosions, and laugh at the cheesy lines. Oh, and I missed one of the cameo appearances. For some reason, Cardi B's in this movie for, like, 2 minutes. And, like, I don't understand why people keep putting Cardi B in movies, because she doesn't speak very well. Like, whenever she speaks English, it sounds like a different language, and I don't know what she's saying. Same thing with Hustlers, when she was in Hustlers. It's like, I get why you put her in Hustlers, because she used to be a stripper and everything, but, like, every time she talks, it sounds like she has marbles in her mouth or something. I just can't understand her. Not to say that I don't like her music. I mean, I enjoy her music, but just her acting? No, please, just no more. And so I'll leave you with that and go on to TV shows. the one TV show I really am pushing for everybody to watch, it's an Apple TV exclusive. It's called Ted Lasso. It is the most pure TV show I've ever seen. Don't get me wrong, there's lots of cursing and rowdiness and everything, but the character Ted Lasso is one of the most pure and innocent people I've ever seen in a show, and it's just a very nice show. It like gives you that, like, you think something bad's going to happen, but it happens like things should happen, and you're like, oh, okay, good. It's like, you've watched so many shows go wrong and mess up and, like, bad things happen that, like, you're just expecting it all the time, but, like, they just keep a pretty level head, and it's such a palate cleanser. I love Ted Lasso so much, and everybody should watch it. So with that, I'm going to kind of leave everybody and get my sponsor up in here. So please take a moment to listen to my sponsors. Sponsor, one single. Thank you so much for listening to our sponsor. Just a lovely, lovely voice and just beautiful. Yeah, it's my voice, I know. So, video games for this week. Actually, I'm mixing it up a little bit. I know I've been telling you I'm just playing through Skyrim because I'm a boring dad and I don't have time for video games. But recently, my wife has kind of gotten back into GTA Online, and with GTA Online, I'm like way behind. I used, like, whenever it first came out, I played it a lot, like back on, what did I play it on the most? I played it on a PS3, and then I played it on a PS4 for a little bit, and then I played it on an Xbox One for a little bit, and now I'm playing on my Series X. But I'm getting back into that, trying to get some money so I can get her flying cars and stuff so she can have fun. She just likes running around killing people. You know, normal GTA gameplay. So I've gotten back into GTA to kind of play through there and learn how to get some money quickly and get on my way. There's a few video games coming out later this year that I'm excited for, like the Pokemon game and what's the other one? Halo Infinite is coming out this year, and it's not, I want to call it Left 4 Blood, but it's not what called, but it's Left 4 Dead, but like a newer version of Left 4 Dead. It's like the same company, I believe. I'm excited for that one. They're doing the beta testing now, which I was watching some clips of, and it looks incredible, and I'm very excited. So, this week's baby story slash life story, it's a little different. And I apologize if I get a little, not emotional, just some rough behind it, you know? 'Cause in these parts, this part of the podcast, I always want to be very real with everybody. Well, during the whole thing, I want to be very real. I'm not gonna pull punches. I'm not gonna, you know, I very much want to say what I mean. And this week, I got very mad, and it wasn't at Ashlyn, and it wasn't at Scarlett, but more at like the world. I was talking to someone, and we were at my current job. We're planning on doing a little event right before Memorial Day, and I had to start talking to them about, like, what if, you know, the COVID numbers start going back up, and, you know, we're having to plan, like, we plan stuff, and, like, we're getting to that, like, we got to that point this summer whenever it started to get a little better, and now we're back on the decline. And, like, I think about, like, how upsetting it is to me. And I get legit angry. You know, we go to places. I've worn a mask since the beginning of the pandemic, and I still wear a mask. I'm fully vaccinated, and I still wear a mask because I care about people. And I get looks all the time. You know, like, why are you wearing that? Like, even when at my work, they said, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. I was like, okay, cool. I still wore a mask everywhere. And it's for people, but, like, if I'm going to be honest with you, I don't give a crap about people. It's for my daughter. I want to protect my daughter. And my wife and my family and such, but, like, in that order, you know, and we could have been in such a better place if people didn't politicize and make up crappy, stupid things and not understand science, but still tell people what to do. And, you know, if everybody got vaccinated, we would be in a much better place in general. And these people are keeping this going for longer than it should have. And it makes me mad. Like, I want to do stuff. I want to take my kid and go to the park and let them play with other kids. I want to, you know, find out about some of Scarlett's friends and invite them over to the house and then play. I want to go see movies at the movie theater. I want to go eat at restaurants. I want that. I want to do stuff. And I have to triple check myself because it might not be safe. It might not be safe for my daughter who can't get a vaccine. It might not be safe for my wife who is constantly working at the hospital. You know, she is a nurse. It might not be safe for the people I work with that haven't got vaccinated. It might not be safe for the people I work with that have gotten vaccinated. It's just, it bothers me and it makes me so mad. And again, I know a lot of these chats end up with me just going, well, you know, because I don't have an answer. And I really do have to try my best to not let this anger out on people. But it does. It makes me angry. And because we could have been done with this, or at least had this under control. Not done. We could have had this under control by now. I could have seen, you know, I've seen every single Marvel movie in theaters, except for Black Panther. Not Black Panther, Black Widow. Because everything that's going on. And everything that's going on with that, it sounds like the next Marvel movie that's coming out, which is Eternals, it's not going to be released online. It's going to be released in theaters only. So I'm not going to be able to go see these movies because old hillbilly Joe over there can't get his life together. Thinks that the vaccine makes you magnetized, turns you into Magneto. It's just upsetting. And I've got to work on not being as angry at that stuff, at those people. But sometimes it's very tough. Because I'm going to be honest with you, if my daughter ever gets COVID and I can track it down to a person or a group of people that she got it from, they're not going to have a good time. Like, because we've tried very hard to keep her safe. Very hard. And I don't know. There's no light at the end of the tunnel for here. Like the story, it's just that's how it is right now. And it's really tough to be a parent right now, and if you're taking this seriously. And first off, I want to say to all the parents out there, keep rocking, because this is really tough. And you know, we're all in this together, and we all don't know what to do, but we're getting there, you know. And to everybody that's unvaccinated, like, start caring about people. Stop thinking about yourself for a minute. All right, now that I got that one over with, I will finish with a few cute/happy Scarlett stories. Scarlett has recently gotten to be a pro at waving goodbye. She has gotten to be a pro at blowing kisses. No, she's not a pro yet, but she's starting to blow kisses, which is the cutest thing in the world. She's not walking yet, but she is trying her hardest. And I just love her so much. I love watching her get older. And it's tough, it's hard, things change. But I love watching her start to get older. And, you know, you miss the little things, but new things happen that you also love. And, I'm so excited for this adventure of her life to go on with her, you know, and my wife, and just enjoy it with them and just be there for them and love on them throughout the whole process. So next time we talk, who knows, I might have a walking baby with me. We'll see. So just last minute reminders, we are doing Suicide Squad next podcast. So please give that a watch so we can talk about it. And other than that, I guess until next time, guys.